reports a day after security forces clashed with protesters who were demanding to know who the country's next leader will be.
Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa says his government has been in touch with the main opposition leader. It's an attempt to ease tensions after election-related violence in the country's capital. The government has condemned the opposition for the protesters who threw rocks and set fires after the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission said the ruling ZANU-PF party had won a parliamentary majority in Monday's election. The opposition believes it was cheated of victory by a commission allegedly biased toward the government. The Electoral Commission said the vote was credible. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence presided over a ceremony in Hawaii marking the repatriation of presumed remains of U.S. soldiers from North Korea. Armed Forces DNA expert Timothy McMahon says the lengthy identification process begins in a Hawaii lab.
We will grind the bone into a powder, and then we add a special buffer to it that dissolves the bone completely. It's kind of like turpentine on paint. Turpentine dissolves paint completely. This dissolves the bone completely. That will free up the DNA that we need, and then we will pass it through a special filter that allows us to wash everything away that we don't want and leaves the DNA behind.
North Korea has provided almost no information to help identify the individuals. China appealed to Washington to stay level-headed following a threat to raise tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods in a dispute over technology policy. Foreign Ministry spokesman Gong Shuang said China was open to dialogue, but unilateral threats and pressure would backfire against the United States. The U.S. complains Beijing steals or pressures foreign companies to hand over technology. This is VOA News. Singapore's foreign minister announced that the ASEAN member states and China have arrived at a single draft negotiating text for the Code of Conduct, or COC, with